This is the Stock Day Podcast, sponsored by OTC.watch, where investors go to find big data on small companies. That's OTC.watch. Subscribe to us on iTunes and YouTube to stay up to date on penny stock news and interviews. Public information on OTC, pink sheets, and microcap stocks from around the world. Here's your host, Everett Jolly.
On today's show, I'm bringing you a brand new company. And I'll tell you what, I'm super excited to have this gentleman on my show. This company came on my radar about 30 days ago. And the name of the company is Solensis Corp. They trade on the OTCQB under the ticker symbol SOLS. And with us today is the president and CEO of the company, Mr. Don Beavers. Don, welcome to the show.
Well, thank you, Everett. We're a math and science company, and we're based on the Florida Space Coast. We focus primarily on software, specifically blockchain software, which is a suite of tools that is known to keep data extremely safe. And that's what we focus on, is on data archiving, data security.
Well, you know, that brings me to my first question. You know, there's so many blockchains out there, NFTs, you got this, you got cryptocurrency. It's like almost making my head spin. That being said, what is blockchain and how is yours so different from, say, the next 12 guys in line?
Sure. I'll tell you how we got into this and how we've developed it into a super product here. Initially, I knew you a few years ago. We've met before, and I was doing a lot of aerospace work, and we were doing a project for one of the big launch programs where we were building this giant mock-up or life-size rocket for them that was a part of their procedures for moving forward on the final build. And part of that project was utilizing blockchain to track the supply chain for the parts that we used to put the mock-up together. And that's very important because when you've got a $750 million satellite delivery system and maybe a $2 billion payload on top of it, there are a lot of bad actors out there that would like to do something bad and cause that launch to fail or explosion or something of that sort. So being able to track the parts on blockchain from the final assembly all the way back to its beginning. So you can take a valve on one of those rockets, and you can find out who installed it, who milled it, who designed it. You can go all the way back to the bauxite the aluminum was mined from. It is a very, very powerful tool for keeping everything in order in accurate records I guess responsibility is the big thing. It makes everybody absolutely accountable for everything they do. And we delivered that project. It went very well. We got superior quality reviews on it. And we went on to do, I guess, four other commercial blockchain projects where they're currently in the stream of commerce today and are doing business. So over the COVID break, we decided that we wanted to pivot a little bit and change from just working with large corporations and democratize the technology. So we took that very expensive technology that is very, very advanced, very complicated, and we boiled it down to its most important purpose. So you asked me what blockchain was. It's a suite of tools that are specifically designed to keep data safe. They use it a lot for cryptocurrencies. They use it for NFTs. It's an immutable and indestructible record of data. That it's your last resort as far as data goes. There's no way you can lose your data if you have it on the blockchain. At least in our program.
Yeah, my question is, you know, I'm sitting at home, I'm listening to this interview, and I'm thinking, why do I need blockchain in my everyday use? You know, what is the availability to everyday use? Why am I needing blockchain? I hear it. I hear, you know, security, cybersecurity. I'm just, you know, Joe Schmo. I'm working 40 hours a week, making $50,000. Why do I need blockchain?
And that's a very, very good question. So why do consumers need blockchain? What we've done is we've boiled it down to a simple, easy to use, literally drag and drop tool where you can take your personal data and through your browser, drag it onto the blockchain. And there it is stored permanently where it can never be changed. It can never be destroyed. And what you would need that for is to keep your important documents. Now, you can store stuff online anywhere for free, but you can get a terabyte of data from, from any of the big providers out there for free. But you upload all of your personal information, your will, your deed to your house, your medical records, your prescriptions, all kinds of very, very important data that you just wouldn't want to lose if there was a burglary or a fire at your house or something like that. With our system, it's permanently encoded into the blockchain. It's private to where no one can read it, and it can never be lost. So no matter what evil befalls you, you have your data. Now, if you're using just a public storage space, think about this. You're uploading your most important personal data, and they're not charging you anything. So if you're not paying something, you're the product. They're taking all of your critical information and building a file on you to sell you advertising, or
right,
sell advertising for you. So with our system, we can't read what you upload onto the blockchain. Only you can. So if you take all of your family photographs and grandma's recipes and you upload them onto the blockchain, they're yours, yours only. They can never be destroyed. They can never be deleted. They can never be lost, and they can never be altered. And there's a certain percentage of the population out there that believes either their wife or ex-wife or husband or ex-husband or their business partner or ex-business partner or some government agency is spying on them and taking all their data. With the blockchain, you absolutely have security on your data, and you can sleep at night knowing that your data is absolutely safe. So where we're different is we don't really do anything with cryptocurrencies or with NFTs or any of that. We're working with the technology behind those services, which is the blockchain itself, which is a super secure database. And in the past, when we started out, we went public through a reverse merger about 2 years ago. Again, we focused mostly on the large corporations. But last December, we came out with a direct-to-consumer product that allows anybody to have the same data storage, data safety that the big corporations have. It's called Silencium, and it's self-service. You literally go to silencium.com and drag and drop your family photos, your family movies, your financial records right into the blockchain, and then no one can read them, and no one can access them, and no one can destroy them. It's like a virtual safe deposit box at the bank, and only you have the key.
And that's silencium.com. Would you spell that out for my listeners?
SOLLENSIUM.com. Now, our corporation is Silensys, so you can go to silensys.com and there's a link. But silencium.com is the place you want to go, and you can get set up in fact, we have a 30-day free trial right now. You can get set up for maybe $10 a month. You can have all the data storage that you're going to need to keep your personal data safe. Another growing problem out there is ransomware. That's why we sell this to larger companies. It's a continuing problem, and it's doing nothing but growing. And with our system, your data is stored in kind of a parallel universe that it can't be destroyed, it can't be acquired. So if you have a disaster or a break-in or a rogue employee or anything like that at your business, all of your records are still there. And you don't go out of business. It's a wonderful tool.
I want to change gears here for a second. I was looking at your 8K the other day, and I tell you what, you should take a standing ovation. I mean, I believe last quarter you guys did $6.2 million in revenue, net income of $1.2 million. And my listeners should really perk up to this, because how many OTC companies do you know, even on the OTCQBs, that in one quarter, not only do they do millions in revenue, but they actually have a net profit of $1.2 million? One, How did you get there? I'm sure you're excited. What I look, a majority of that came from, look like banking service agreements. And if you would elaborate a little bit on that and, you know, give us a story.
Well, okay. So we started out about 2 years ago, I mentioned earlier, on a reverse merger. And we started out really slow. For the first 6 quarters, we lost money. But that's very commonplace with a tech company. Initially, when you get set up with a tech company, you have facilities that you have to acquire. We got a 4-acre building that we, a 4-acre campus that we purchased here with a 35,000 square foot building. It's absolutely beautiful. It's a former government facility that has extremely good security. So we had to spend some money on infrastructure. We spent a lot of money on employees because the software has to be written and tested and marketed, and there's administrative costs and such. And of course, being public is a big chore because you have to.
Absolutely, that's a big cost everything. Right there. Yeah,
it's a huge cost and all. So we lost money for the first 6 quarters. Which is standard. It's like a merry-go-round. You start pushing and you get it going as fast as you can, and then at some point it takes on to itself. So this is very, very standard for a tech company. It's the way that it goes. You build users and you build a client base, and you eventually become profitable, and then later on down the road, theoretically, you become very, very profitable because you don't have the cost of redesigning your software for each customer. You make one really, really good set of software with periodic updates, and you sell it over and over and over again. So the profits in software and software services are a lot like that of pharma. They're very, very good. So we look forward to a very profitable business here. Now, when we went public, our first goal was to uplist from. We were on the OTC pink sheets.
Right,
I think last March we uplisted our first uplisting, which was the OTCQB. And the reason we did that was because we deal with large companies and they have all kinds of vendor checks that they do. And it was a bit of a struggle with your being a pink sheet company to get approved for some of those big corporations. So we went ahead and did the uplisting. And our eventual goal is to go be on one of the big boards, either NASDAQ or New York Stock Exchange. One of the ways that we are moving towards that goal is we did two acquisitions last year, which is where a lot of the revenue came from. I have to be honest on that. The revenue came from sales from those acquisitions. And figuring combining two or three companies will get us on NASDAQ.
Well, your stock was at $4 in June. What happened to that? And it's kind of fell off. I think it's a buy here. Not only do I think it's a buy, I think it's a screaming buy for my listeners. And I think everybody should do their own due diligence. That's just my personal opinion, and I'm entitled to it. But go ahead.
So we were when we started out, there was a lot of exuberance because we have two keywords, blockchain and ransomware. Those are big items on Wall Street. And we came out anywhere from $8 to $10 a share. And then we kind of settled down at $4 a share for a long, long time.
Right.
Then in June, we had one or two of our larger insiders that decided they wanted to leave, wanted to cash out. And they had gotten in at a very, very low price when it first started, of course, and had made some money, and they just wanted to take their chips off the table. And there's plenty of reasons why some of the larger shareholders would sell their shares. And I don't know whether it was just wanted to take some money off the table or other life needs, or they just didn't, you know, lost confidence in the program, or who knows. But we had a fire sale where they just called up, said, okay, sell my shares. And it drove the stock down from $4 over a period of a few months to 9 cents, I think, 9 or 10
yeah.
cents.
Right, you're exactly right.
I kid with the guys. It's like what happened was we were at $8 when we were losing money, and then we showed a profit, and the stock dropped to a dime. I don't get it, but it's okay. We have a very small float out there. I think you've seen that. We only have about 7 million shares in the retail float, so we haven't had huge volume in the past. We have recently, like last Friday, I think we had 250,000 shares or so, or 230,000 shares. So the we haven't had a lot of volume, and when you sell a lot of shares, there's more sellers and buyers, and your stock drops.
Right. Don, what do you have planned in the future?
Well, we're refocusing our efforts on blockchain. We had gotten a little bit astray and gotten into some other, you know, the banking side and all that with those acquisitions. We're actually divesting ourselves of everything but our core business and focusing on democratizing and bringing blockchain to the marketplace.
Well, Don, before I let you go, give away, if you would, the takeaway from the interview today. What is it that you want my listeners to take away from our interview today?
Well, honestly, I'd like to let them know that blockchain is not complicated and it's not confusing. It's something that everybody can use, and even the little guys can have access to the same technology now that governments and the big guys have. It's very affordable, and it's something that they need. So, and we have a system for it, and our focus now is to democratize this technology and make it available to everybody and focus on the direct consumer side as opposed to the large corporate side. Simply because I think there's a better market there. There's 8 billion people and many of them are concerned about their data security and their personal information getting out there. And that's a great opportunity for us. We're the first in the market. We're maybe a year or two ahead of the rest, but that's okay too, right? I mean, it's harder to sell because it's more educational than anything else, but we have a brilliant future ahead of us, and we're the place to go if you want to invest in blockchain.
Solensis Corp, company that we're highlighting here today on Stock Days. My guest today has been Don Beavers. He is the president, CEO, and chairman of that company. They trade on the OTCQB. Take a look. You can find them under the ticker symbol SOLS. Don, I want to thank you for coming on the show. Hopefully you'll come back in the next 30 or 40 days and give us an update.
Well, that sounds great. I'd really like to.
This program is entirely sponsored and produced by La Jolla Media, LLC, which is responsible for the content. The opinions and information provided on this program are for educational and research purposes. Stock Day encourages all listeners of this program to do their due diligence and research when determining investment strategies that will work for them, or to seek the assistance of an investment professional.